producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, it's November, and I'll tell you, you just go from October to November, and the temperature gauge has really changed almost overnight from last week to this week. Wow, what a difference. Temperatures were nice, going to work, temperatures in the 60s and 70s in Maine, and this morning it's cold, and the northern half of Maine is getting some pretty good snow, could get a foot when this is all done. Reminds me of the Halloween of a couple, maybe 3 years ago now, where all of New England, New York, New Jersey had 12 to 18 inches of snow on Halloween Day. And that turned out to be a real mess. But this year, it's the northern part of Maine, and even the coast is going to get 1 to 3 inches. So it's not going to be a day to work out in the yard, a good day to watch a little football with the Patriots coming up this evening at 4:30. And maybe a good afternoon to check a movie first, plan out your garage and move things around. If you haven't mowed the grass for the last time, then when everything is clear, get it cut nice and short for the winter. That'll keep the leaves out and will also eliminate a lot of disease problems. And that is a must. No matter where you live during the winter months, you want to cut your grass short. Because during the winter months, if you're in an area where you do get some snow, then you run the possibility of disease problems like snow mold and different types of fungus. So keep it cut short. The grass, if it does get a little bit of a fungus problem, will not spread as quickly because the blades are short and they won't lay down and touch like dominoes, spreading the disease from grass blade to grass blade. Great time to treat your lawn with some lime or Magic Cal made by Jonathan Green, Turf Turbo by Bonide to get rid of the acidity in your lawn. So, you know, if you're able to see your grass and there's moss, then get a lime product on it, and it will work all the rest of the year. Come spring, you'll have a sweeter soil. Also great to put in your perennial beds, in your annual flower beds, in the vegetable garden. And if you have plants that are not flowering, and this is going to sound kind of strange to some of you, but if you have rhododendron, azalea, magnolias, mountain laurel, These are so-called acid-loving plants. But if the acidity in your yard is very, very high and you have a lot of moss, it's a sign that the acidity is grabbing a hold of the phosphorus fertilizer that is in your soil that you have applied and preventing it from being used by the plant. And you need the phosphorus to make the flower buds. So, again, if you have rhododendrons, they don't flower much. Azaleas, mountain laurel, magnolias, they just don't seem to bloom like they used to. Then it could be that the soil is just too acid. And by putting down some lime, Magic Cal, or Turf Turbo, great. If you've got a wood stove, every single time you clean that wood stove, save the wood ash. Or a pellet stove, take that wood ash. A 5-gallon bucket will treat roughly 1,000 square feet of lawn or garden and will give you results. Changing the acidity by 1 point in about a month. So when you clean out the stove, even if it's the middle of winter and there is some snow on the ground, just walk out with the bucket of ashes. You don't have to break them up. They'll get wet. Any ashes that are chunky, they'll get wet. They'll freeze. They'll break apart. They'll help to neutralize your soil. And 1 year I had a real problem with moss. We were burning about 5 cords of wood to heat the house in Maine. And we just went out. I sprinkled all the wood ash in those areas where I had a lot of moss. And over a 2-year period, the moss disappeared. The grass became thicker and fuller. It was the most beautiful lawn on the street. And all I did was recycle the wood ash from my wood stove. So fireplace, wood ash, pelletize, or wood pellets or wood logs. Or regular firewood. Take all that ash and spread it on your property. Again, a 5-gallon bucket worth does about 1,000 square feet. And for a vegetable garden, you want to put it on at about that rate. For the lawn, especially if you've got moss, you can put a lot of it on. You can put it on at double or even triple the rate where you have moss visible. So walk it out. The other thing that you should be thinking about doing, if you're not in the area where the snow is right now, while the ground is still warm in some areas, but at least not frozen, get in your stakes along your driveway with the little fluorescent circle so that when the ground does freeze, your driveway is marked. And if it's being plowed, the man plowing knows where to go and won't rip up your whole lawn. So get all that marked up today. And you can start to winterize your roses. The weather's been nice, and I know a lot of you have roses that are still in bloom. But if your roses look good, they're still productive, you're in Virginia or New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Baltimore area, and the weather is warm, pick up your bark mulch today. Bring it home. Put it in your garage. And by Thanksgiving, maybe even a little bit later, you want to start to winterize your roses. Now, no matter where you live, in the fall of the year, you never, and I repeat, never prune your roses at this time of the year. The one thing you want to do is just to cut off the dead bloom. So right below the flower, cut off the faded flower, but no pruning. If you prune now, and where you live, the leaves of your roses are beginning to turn yellow. They're beginning to fall from the plant, which is natural, especially in the northern third of the country. Then the plant is sending all of its energy down to the roots. When you make a cut to prune back your rose, what happens is there's no energy there to make a callus to seal the cut that you've made by pruning. So now you've got an open wound on every branch that you cut, and when the wind blows during the cold days of winter, your plant will lose moisture through those cuts, and your rose bush will slowly lose moisture. It will begin to die back, and if we have a long winter with lots of wind and sun, you could lose them. So for now, enjoy the blooms if you have them. Get the mulch ready. And then by Thanksgiving, just make an igloo-shaped mound of bark mulch around them. And you'll be in great shape. Don't do it now. It's too early. And the mice will live in it.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magic House releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. Magic House also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of Magi-Cal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular Lime at half the cost of Lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green Magi-Cal, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning. We are here to help you. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And if you live in Presque Isle, Maine, you're getting some snow. You haven't been getting snow for, the last day. Give us a call. 855-660-4261 and let the world know how much snow you have in Presque Isle. This time of the year, if you have hydrangea, whether it's the blue ball, pink ball, or the cone-shaped white flowers that change from pink to reds, when the flowers start to look brown, they look worn, maybe frosted. If you're not going to cut them and use them for dried flowers as centerpieces or wreaths, then remove just the blossom. So just below the bloom, cut them back. And get the hydrangea blooms off of your plant. The reason is the flower is large. And if we have a winter with snow or freezing rain, the blossom will get very, very heavy. It will bend, and possibly, if you get a lot of it, you could lose portions of your plant with the branches breaking. So cut off any flowers on your hydrangea. If they're blue and they're beautiful, enjoy it. But the ones that are tired and they're done blooming, just below the blossom, cut them off. Clean the plant, and that will help to keep them safe. Now, when your hydrangea loses all of its foliage, or if you see that a lot of the leaves are yellow, you can just snap them off. They'll come off real easy. And hydrangea and rose bushes should be treated with an anti-desiccant. And there are two great products on the market. One is called Wilt Proof, which is the original. and Wilt Stop, which is a new product. And both of these products, you apply it to the stems of your hydrangea and your roses. It will seal the stems, preventing water loss during the winter months. Newly planted evergreens, azaleas, rhododendrons, boxwood, holly, all of your ilex, any of your broadleaf evergreens, they should be sprayed on the underside of the leaf as well as the top. It will plug up the pores, it will prevent moisture loss, and it will make a big difference in the survival rate or the amount of foliage that you lose during the winter. Okay? So if you get a day it's going to be in the mid-40s and warmer, put the anti-desiccant on your roses, hydrangeas, and broadleaf evergreens. Mike, good morning. Tom, I'm sorry. I guess I got too much sleep last night.
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about blueberry plants.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Hey, good morning. My father-in-law is moving to Florida, and he's got some established blueberry plants that he's wanting to give us. And I was wondering, what's the best way to move those from his house to ours?
Okay, and where do you live, Bob?
Dover, New Hampshire, and he's up in White River Junction, Vermont.
Okay. What I would do is, because once he sells the house, then you probably won't be able to get back in there to dig them. I would dig them now and try and get as large of a root ball as possible. How big are they?
About 4 feet tall.
4 feet tall. Okay. What you could do is you don't need to have a deep root ball, but wide. So go about 18 inches all the way around and about 12 inches deep. So it's like a pancake. Dig it out, wrap it with burlap, bring it home, give it a real good drink of water, and then I would store it in a garage, a tool shed, or even up against the side of the house or a fence out of the wind.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning. Where I live in Maine, we're getting some rain and nasty weather further up country. Winter has arrived. Boy, things have changed real, real quick. Hopefully the rest of you are not in the same situation. So, this is what I want you to do. If you're just getting rain, when it's over, it's a sign. Snow has already started in many parts. Even the Carolinas, Virginia, Tennessee have had 6 to 12 inches of the white stuff. So let's get the yard ready. Mow the grass, cut it short. Clean up your flower beds, clean up your vegetable garden. Get your bulbs planted. Now that Halloween is over, a lot of the garden centers are getting ready for the Christmas holidays. And if they have bulbs on sale, take advantage of it and get them planted in the ground. Use a bulb fertilizer. Stay away from bone meal. Bone meal will attract rodents like mice, chipmunks, squirrels, and they'll eat some of those bulbs. So get them planted. That way they'll have a chance to produce a nice big root before the ground freezes, and you'll be in good shape. Earlier we had talked with Daniel about the blueberries. And if you can get the blueberries dug now, they're going to be dormant. And bring them home. And again, you want to put them someplace where they're going to be sheltered out of the wind. So if you've got a tool shed, part of the garage is empty, just put them in there. Put them underneath the deck or a porch. Everything is open and there's no building to store it in for the winter, then put it in the north side of the house where it's not going to get any sun, right up against the back of the house. And if it can be between shrubs, that's even better. And I would put the anti-desiccant, wilt proof or wilt stop, on the blueberries. And that will seal up the branches so there's a chance that the foliage, once it falls, if it already hasn't, the wilt proof and the wilt stop will seal up all of the openings on the plant, and that way in the spring you can plant them. But I would try to avoid planting at this time nursery stock that's been root pruned or at your local nursery can be planted. That's not a problem. But when you're digging something, you're cutting the roots, and those are the roots that pull up the moisture. And you have to remember, whatever you see above the ground, there's a mirror image below the ground. So if you're digging something now from the woods, or you're moving it from one area to the other, use an anti-desiccant. Keep them really, really wet until they have a chance to get established. And if you're in the northeast, the weather is changing, the temperature is changing, and if it's something that you have to move, then protect it. And if it's going to be in the sun, I would use an anti-desiccant and a wall of burlap just to block off some of the sun and the wind on the plant. You don't have to wrap the whole plant, but if you could drive in three or four like tomato stakes and then staple some burlap around it, that will help a great deal. Grass seed in the New England, New York area pretty much finished right now. Further south, you can still plant grass seed. If you haven't fertilized the lawn, let's get that done right now so that the grass has a chance to absorb it, store it in the plant to make it stronger during the winter months. Get your perennial garden cleaned. Cut off all of the dead foliage, all of the yellow foliage. Rake it out and put it in your compost pile. Insects and disease. When the weather gets cold, the insects and the disease know that the season is coming to an end. And their job is to prepare for the following year. So the disease spores will make additional spores on the plant, and they are there to reinfect the new growth next year. Insects will lay eggs on plants to get ready for next year. So what I like to do is I clean out the garden, cut off just about everything, and there are a few exceptions that you won't cut back, like the Montauk daisy, for example, would not be cut back because, I cut them back in half, especially if they're up over 3 feet tall. But most of your perennials, iris are not cut back, daylilies are, peonies are, except for the tree peonies. So the tree peonies you do not cut back. And just get them winterized because it is November and we're coming up into the holidays, in just 8 weeks. We'll be doing a lot of shopping and traveling and entertaining and decorating. So while you've got the time, get out in the yard. Let's get that done and plant our bulbs. Get out there and get them planted so that you can enjoy the season. You can still plant your flowering cabbage, your flowering kale. And living in Maine, I've had flowering kale and cabbage in bloom, in containers, on my front steps until Christmas. Some years the weather's good, and cabbage and kale love the cold weather, and they get more coloration. You get more white and green foliage, pink and green and purple and green. And if you get sick and tired of it, then cut them out, stick your evergreen boughs with some red ruscus or some alderberries, and then take that cabbage and kale, bring it in the house, clean it, and you can make some great recipes and makes a great soup. As a matter of fact, in the newsletter coming out this Thursday, there is a Portuguese kale and sausage soup, and it is out of this world. I made it this week. It is fabulous, and I just took a head of the flowering kale, cleaned it, cut out the midrib, and then added it to the soup according to directions. Again, that's coming out on Thursday. And it is a wonderful recipe for cold weather. Vegetables, a little bit of, you can either use a mild, a sweet, or a hot sausage, or even kielbasa in this Portuguese kale and sausage soup recipe that will be in the newsletter. Now, if you don't get a newsletter, go to paulparent.com, and it's P-A-R-E-N-T.com. Top of the page, it says sign up. You just click on it, put in your email address, and you'll receive the newsletter on Thursday. And the archives are there so that you can see other recipes and other stories that we did in the past weeks. There's also information on our trip on the Danube River, which is July 30th to August 6th next year. And it is going to be a fantastic vacation. They have added or continued the $200 discount per person until the end of the month. So that's, if it's a couple, that's $400 that you'll save. Now, this is a unique ship. Unlike the big ocean cruise ships that hold 3,000, 3,500, this only holds 125 people. And you're going down the Danube River, so you're not going to get sick with the motion of the water. You stop every day, and you travel at night. When you're asleep, you wake up in the morning, have breakfast, get on the bus, and you're taken to a town or a village or some point of interest that's included in your tour, all your meals, and then during your meals, all the soft drink, beer or wine that you want, and it is going to be a great time. The part that I enjoy the most is after supper, sitting on top of the boat, which is only two stories high, and driving down the river, enjoying seeing the little towns, the castles that are there, the farm fields. It's just a great way to travel without being hectic, like on a big cruise ship. It's like being on a factory almost, and I've done both. I love a cruise ship, but the riverboat, if you've never tried it, is the way to travel. And they've put together a really unique package. You're going to be flying to the Czech Republic, And then you're going to travel from Nuremberg all the way to Budapest in Hungary. So you're going to be flying to the Czech Republic, traveling to Germany, Austria, and then Hungary. And I know that you will have a great vacation. So if you'd like to get more information, the number to call is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And they can help you out. Also, if you go to my website and sign up for the newsletter, at the bottom of the page, it says the Blue Danube. Just click on it, and it will show you where the ports of call are and your route of travel. Because what Lage Travel has done, along with Avalon Travel, is that we are flying in 2 days early. And you're going to be able to spend 2 days in Budapest, free to travel and look around and enjoy the two beautiful cities. Buda is one, and Pest across the river is the second city. And they call it Budapest, but it's two separate cities. And then we're spending an extra day at the end of the trip. So give them a call. They'll give you all the information. There's different levels of cabins, and everybody will have a wonderful, wonderful time. Now, if you have a gardening question, call us, 855-660-4261. Talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up, and then Tom will put you on the air. Let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free 855-660-4261. Write it down and give us a call. Don't be shy. This time of the year, there's a lot that needs to be done. If you're a first-time gardener or you're not quite sure what you should be doing, call us and we'll work together so that we can put the garden to bed. We can prepare for the changes of season. Some of us are being forced into an early dose of the white stuff, but that's going to melt. And we'll be okay. But give us a call and we'll try and work together. Now, if you have a Christmas cactus that you saved from last year, or a poinsettia that you saved from last year, you need to keep the Christmas cactus as cool as possible. And what I like to do with the Christmas cactus is put it in the basement at night and then bring it up in the morning and put it in a sunny window. The reason is the Christmas cactus needs to have a 12-hour of total darkness uninterrupted and on the cool side. So if you're keeping your house at 70 or 72, then your basement is probably going to be 5 to 10 degrees cooler, and that's where you want to keep it. So take an index card or a piece of paper, write Christmas cactus, scotch tape it to the refrigerator, right near the handle, so that in the morning when you get ready to get the cream for your coffee, it will remind you to take it out of the cellar, put it inside your home, in a south-facing window, and it will make flower buds. Now, if you keep your home at 65 to 68, then keep it near a sunny window. Again, where the lights, once it gets dark outside, it stays dark. So if you take a Christmas cactus and you leave it in your living room and you're watching the news until 11:30 at night, the lights are on, the TV's on, and your Christmas cactus gets long days and it will not flower. So put it someplace that when it gets dark, it stays dark, uninterrupted, for a 12-hour period. You'll form plenty of buds. Keep them on the moist side, but not wet. So take a finger, dig in a couple of knuckles. If it feels moist, leave it alone. You want to fertilize it on a monthly basis. And then when it gets done blooming, you repeat the process, and it will flower as many as 3 times during the winter season. Now, your Christmas cactus doesn't have to go in the basement, but if that's the only place that you have, put it in the basement at night. And then at breakfast time, bring it up, put it in a sunny window. If you have a spare bedroom that you're not using, put it in the spare bedroom at supper time, close the door, close the shades in the room, and give it total darkness. Feed it on a monthly basis with a liquid food, and it will set flower buds for the holiday. Okay? But on both cases, a sheet of paper, like an index card, right near the handle, that will remind you, because you don't want to put the Christmas cactus or the poinsettia in total darkness or in the basement for a month. It needs to come up, get some sun, grow, and the hormones in the plant will change from vegetative to flowering growth. That's what you want to have happen, so that your plants will make flowers. So, that's the thing that you need to do today. Start to get the plants acclimated to it. If you're bringing in plants from outside, make sure that you wash them for the possibility of any insects on the foliage. I just take Dawn, put it in a bucket, make some nice foam, wash it with a soft cloth, wash the pot, and then put it in its place for the year. Get it done before the heat turns on.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.